This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, February 16th. God's word for you today is, light is present. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 43, verse 3. And it says, pour into me the brightness of your daybreak. Pour into me your rays of revelation, truth. Let them comfort and gently lead me onto the shining path, showing the way into your burning presence, into your many sanctuaries of holiness. James 1 verse 22 says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. This is the decade of destiny. What are the things that you have been turning around in your heart? What are the things that are burning in your heart? What are the things in your heart that has been inspired by God? You must take action, decisive action. Psalm 90 verse 12 says, teach us to make the most of our time so that we may grow in wisdom. It is not enough to just count and to number your days. The purpose of counting your days is to grow in wisdom. Like someone said, it is not enough to count your days, you must make your days count. I want to challenge you again. Start with this quarter. How many more days are left in this first quarter? How many days are left in the first quarter? Make every single day count. For you to light forward, to take the illumination that God has given you, to spring forward and to make progress, you need to make your days count. God is on your side. God is for you. God is not against you. Take action, decisive action. Light is present. I speak over your life. In the name of Jesus, light is present. Light can shine because light is present. Darkness is the absence of light. Light is light because light is present. Genesis 1 verse 1 to 3 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. When God steps into a situation of darkness, light comes to being. I pray that God will step into your life and your family in the mighty name of Jesus. Where God is, there is light, because God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. While God can be in darkness, darkness cannot be in God. David says in Psalm 139, verse 7 to 8, 11 and 12, I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night. But even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. In other words, even in dark places, God's presence is present. The omnipresence of God can be everywhere. God can be present in darkness. But the manifest presence of God, the Shekinah glory of God, everywhere, the manifest presence of God exists. Darkness cannot be present. Therefore, as lights, God expects you and I to be present in our families, offices, businesses, homes, fellowships, and when we are present, God expects that his light will be present. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "Here we are, standing in your presence. Here we are, standing in your presence. Shekinah glory come down. Shekinah glory come down. Release the fullness of your spirit. Shekinah glory come. Shekinah glory come. Release the fullness of your spirit. Shekinah glory come. Shekinah glory come." Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.